This is the UA News. We are remote. I'm Marissa Melton.
U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to return to the White House after 72 hours of hospitalization for COVID-19. His primary physician, Dr. Sean Conley, told reporters Monday, though he may not entirely be out of the woods yet, the team and I agree that all our evaluations and, most importantly, his clinical status support his return home. The White House has medical facilities and practitioners to monitor the president around the clock. Conley said there was nothing being done there at Walter Reed Medical Center that could not be done at the White House instead. Conley declined to answer some questions, such as the condition of the president's lung. He cited patient confidentiality. The president is taking a steroid, dexamethasone, which is typically not administered in mild or moderate cases of the coronavirus. He's also taking a 5-day course of remdesivir, an antiviral medication. Mr. Trump's physicians remain cautiously optimistic, according to Dr. Conley. He noted that doctors are in uncharted territory because they've given the president therapies that might be unusual for a regular patient at the same point in the illness. While the president's campaign activities are on hold as he recovers from the illness, Vice President Mike Pence is making campaign appearances this week. On Wednesday, he faces off against the Democrats' vice presidential nominee, U.S. Senator Kamala Harris. Trump and his Democratic challenger, Joe Biden, were about 4 meters apart on a debate stage last Tuesday, a few days before the president's infection became public. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention suggests at least 2 meters for social distancing purposes. Biden's campaign says the former vice president has tested negative for the coronavirus both on Friday and on Sunday. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The fighting between Armenian and Azerbaijani forces over Nagorno-Karabakh spilled over the disputed region's borders on Sunday. Hikmet Hajiyev, an aide to Azerbaijani President Ilham Aliyev, said Armenian forces shelled Azerbaijan's second-largest city of Ganja with heavy artillery and rockets, killing one person and injuring 32 others. Hajiyev also said Armenian forces also targeted the industrial city of Mingechevir and other smaller towns. Hajiyev's claims were denied by Armenian defense forces, but Arayek Harudyanyan, the leader of the contested Nagorno-Karabakh, said in a post on Facebook that his forces targeted military objects in Ganja before he ordered them to stop to avoid killing civilians. Harudyanyan warned that his forces would begin targeting other large cities in Azerbaijan and urged those cities to evacuate immediately. Authorities in the breakaway territory have warned that the so-called last battle for the region has begun. They called on the international community Saturday to recognize the independence of Nagorno-Karabakh as, quote, the only effective mechanism to restore peace. Germany's foreign minister met with the European Union's chief Brexit negotiator on Monday to discuss the future relations of the 27-member group with Britain after a transition period ends on the 31st of December 2020. After several delays, the British Parliament finally ratified the withdrawal agreement. Britain left the EU on January 31st of this year. Standing alongside Michel Barnier, Heiko Maas told reporters at a news conference in Berlin that the coronavirus pandemic has made the process to reach a post-Brexit trade deal even more urgent. Maas, however, said that the intention is to have a good long-term partnership with Britain. Both officials thanked one another for the opportunity to discuss the post-Brexit road forward. The 2020 Nobel Prize for Physiology or Medicine has been awarded to scientists Harvey J. Alter and Charles M. Rice of the United States and Michael Houghton of Britain for their seminal discoveries into the identification of hepatitis C virus. The three scientists have made a decisive contribution to the fight against bloodborne hepatitis, a major global health problem that causes cirrhosis and liver cancer in people around the world. That's according to the Nobel Committee in a statement released today. The advances have helped lead to new ways to treat and cure hepatitis C. This year's Nobel Prize in Medicine is the 111th prize in the category. It's been awarded since 1901. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.